This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Donna Eifert. She's with Good Samaritan Ministries, and welcome to the show, Donna.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks so much for having me.
Donna, today we're going to talk a little bit about Good Samaritan Ministries as well as the Carlinville Food Pantry, and they're sort of associated together. But if you would, just to let everyone sort of know, Good Samaritan Ministries, sort of what are they, how are they founded, and just tell us about it.
Good Samaritan Ministries is the umbrella organization for several activities in the Carlinville area, best known as for the food pantry, for the Carlinville Food Pantry. We also do Salvation Army bell ringing at Christmas time, and we use those funds throughout the year to help folks with their power bills as needed.
The food pantry, I guess that's probably one of your biggest projects, and I guess there's always a need for food and things like that. But if you would talk a little bit about the food pantry, the operation of it's all by volunteers, and if you just talk about sort of what goes on.
Okay. We're located at Carlinville Plaza, number 55. We've been there about 4 years now, and it's working out, the space is working out really well. We are totally manned by volunteers. Nearly every church in this area provides a volunteer. We're open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 11, and Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 4, and we serve folks in the Carlinville School District area.
Now, what types of food? Most people think of food pantry, you know, bring a canned good or something like that, but what really all is available at the food pantry?
We get government commodities from the Central Illinois Food Bank in Springfield. We also go to the Midwest Food Bank in Morton once a month and pick up a trailer load of free donated food. And then we have what we call our grocery list. It's items that we purchase every month, and it's always the same items so that families know what they're going to get, in addition to the other donations that we receive. And we are totally funded and supported by donations.
Do you have, collect cans? I think scouts do scouting for food here in the Carlinville area.
We have several regular large food drives each year. The Boy Scouts, as you mentioned, is our biggest in the spring, and they're usually followed by the post office, has a post office drive later in the spring. Both the Lions Club and the Rotary Club have food drives for us, as well as CNB, Carlinville National Bank, in the fall has their large drive for us. So those things that we can depend on each year for food to come in, and it's all non-perishable items.
Can a person say if they'd like to bring food to you during business hours, you know, if they have some extra food around the house?
Absolutely. We'll always accept food. We never turn any food down.
We've done a program before in the past, and there was quite a need then. Do you see the need still as big as it was, or is it more, or how is it today?
Unfortunately, we still are seeing at least 200 to 225 families a month, and that's just in the Carlinville School District. So if you think about it, that's quite a need for a community of our size. We have maintained that number, unfortunately, for the last several years. We'd like to go out of business because we don't have any business, but I don't think that's going to happen in the near future.
Do you find it more families or, shall we say, seniors, or who really has to utilize the food pantry?
We are happy to see our seniors taking advantage of us, but we do have lots of families who participate. A lot of our folks have jobs, but just aren't able to make ends meet. And especially at this time of the year when school's starting and all of those expenses are added on, we do see a larger number of families coming in July, August, and September. And then again around Christmas time is another busy time for us.
If someone thinks they may need some help, who do they contact? What do they actually do as far as maybe getting some food?
All they have to do is come when we're open. There's some paperwork that they need to fill out. Doesn't take very long, and then we'll make sure that they get some food. And we are able to give out quite a large amount of food each time they come. They can come once a month. So we're not able to provide all the food that families need for the whole month, but we do supplement them pretty well, I think.
And your hours of operation when they can come to the facility?
Tuesdays and Thursday mornings from 9 to 11, and Wednesday afternoon from 2 to 4.
And you say you're basically operated by volunteers from many of the area churches and so forth. still in need of volunteers, and do they go through their church if they'd like to maybe help some, or what does a person do?
We always can use volunteers, but the best way for them to find a time that works for them is to start with their local church and see what day they come. Every church has one day a month, so if that doesn't work in their schedule, they can always give me a call, and we'll see if we can work something out to have them help us out at a different time.
We talked about you have various sources of how you get your food, and you also said that you purchase food, and that means fundraisers. I know we're going to talk in just a moment about a fundraiser that Good Samaritan Ministries is having, but also there's going to be another event here in the end of August, about August 24th, where another organization or a company is going to be helping out, if you'd like to talk about that a moment.
We're excited about that. It's the first time, so we're anxious to see how it goes. Big Dog Construction is doing a fundraiser for both our food pantry and the animal shelter, and anyone who brings a non-perishable item for either of those organizations gets a free hot dog. So there's a positive right there.
And that will be on August 24th. I believe it's at Cardinalville Plaza as well, and there'll be a big tent, I understand. So
I'm not sure of all the particulars, but yes, I think there'll be a tent. There's going to be a band. There's going to be someone from HGTV come, and different vendors available as well. And there'll be volunteers from the food pantry also. So if anybody wants to take a tour, we'll give them a nickel tour of our facility, and they can see what we do and how we do it.
And then your fundraiser, Good Samaritan Ministries, you're going to be having something coming up next weekend from the airing of this program. That's Friday, August 16th. That will be on the Carlinville Square, and it's Pork Cookout. Those happen, and I think they are pretty good attended, aren't they?
You know, it never ceases to amaze me how many people support a Pork Cookout on the Square every other Friday. And yes, ours is coming up on August 16th. So we're looking forward to that. We have everything all organized, we hope. We hope for nice weather, and we hope that people will be hungry and come and buy a sandwich.
Again, that Pork Cookout is Friday, August 16th, and it's from 11 until 1. And Donna, before we end the show, again, as you said, I guess you can check with your local church, or if somebody would like more information on the food pantry, our Good Samaritans, how do they do that?
Just contact any board member if you know of a board member, or you can give me a call at 217-972-8099.
Donna Eifert, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.